The Chassidish Svarim have a different slant on this. I say Shamayim Va'aretz. I say Shamayim Va'aretz means that the Shamayim, these great, great souls, Nefashas Gedolos B'Mala. Va'aretz is the Neshamas that are more limited, Nefashas Ketanas. Everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you want it, he could have done things differently. He could have turned the leg into the head and the head into the leg. And then realize there's no difference. That even if a person is at a low ebb, Shamayim Varetz, that's also from Hashem. Whether a person feels they have a Nefesh Gadol, Nefesh Katan, it's all part of the picture of what Hashem wants for the world. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone's necessary. Hashem's there for every single one of us. Same idea is brought actually by Rabbi Tzadok in the Pre-Tzadok on Sukkos, where he says, as you mean, Hashem, I say Shamayim Va'aretz, that these great neshamas are called Shamayim, and the more limited neshamas are Aretz. So what's this idea of Yaakov Avinu, who's the one that says, Azvi me'im Hashem v'yisei shemayim v'aretz? When he said it when he was on the run, it's a Medrash Parshas Vayetze, that even though my fathers, Avram and Yitzchak, served each one with their middah, Avram with chesed, and with avam, with love, and Yitzchak with yira, and with gevurah, what about me? I'm also a creation of Hashem. And all the neshamas belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether they appear great, whether they appear limited. Avechad l'kulanu, we've got one Father in heaven. Kelecha baranu, one God created us all. Yaakov understood that he was created unique and distinct. He's different to his fathers. He's different to his grandfather. But he's going to forge his own path. That's why he's called Bechir Shabbat Avos. Sees himself as being small, sees himself as being limited, but nonetheless inherently and intrinsically valuable. Appreciating our value in Hashem's eyes is absolutely crucial, whether we're in a place of Shamayim, or whether we're in a place of Aretz, whether we feel that everything is good and we feel close and we're on top of the world, we have this expansiveness and this enhanced sense of self. That's all incredible. But there are times where we don't and we feel very limited. Realizing that Hashem is there for us, even when we're at a low ebb personally. When we feel like Aretz and we feel like we're just physical beings who mess up again and again and again, can't achieve, and are so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing there's no such thing. He's there for us. He created us. He created our circumstances and our situation. If we have no need to worry, we have no need to fear. We can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We can feel His protective hand. We can understand that He's looking after us and He put us in this position. And we can try our best. We've got to keep on going. Whether we're Shamayim, whether we're Aretz, Hashem is there for each and every one of us. Created us, He knows our circumstances. He's a loving, understanding Father.